Let's confirm some of our pre-programming and add some additional ones before we go forward with the basics of property clearing. These are more at the high level, advanced dowsing. For the purposes we've used up until now, these are not necessary, but they're essential to move forward with safety and confidence. Go back and confirm that when you clear energy, it's always taken to the right and proper place by the angels, and that it's instantaneously or immediately replaced with the energy of love, light, and healing. Confirm that. Also confirm that the energy you send out will be adjusted to the appropriate vibration and frequency of the recipient, and vice versa, and the part about if you send too much, it's held in time release, and that it's neutralized when the energy is of a low frequency that can't be adjusted for your use. It's neutralized as harmless and just sent out for the use of the universe. Confirm that that's in place. The next one, secure all levels before thought. That's a good one. We've talked about our thoughts are the beginning of creation. Well, not exactly. I learned this one from doing property clearing. I was feeling attacked before I went to an appointment. And I had been in the practice of doing all my protections and sending things ahead and setting up the system in this way. And it always worked. So I said, did I set up anything? Did I forget anything? You know, what's going on here? Again, I got the answer, this is for your learning experience. I'm like, oh, how fun. What I came to realize was that because there is no time and space limits in spirit, that at the other levels of consciousness, these things don't exist. What had happened to me when I found that I was being attacked before I went on a clearing appointment, the energies that were of low frequency that were at the property knew way ahead that I was coming to clear them out of there. They weren't happy about losing their happy home. I realized that low frequency negative energy was interfering and creating a blockage and interference in me getting ready and going to the appointment. So it's very simple to rectify. You just ask the angels to secure all levels before thought. Then check with your dowsing and make sure that it's in place. Again, secure all levels before thought for me and make it permanent for as long as it is divine will to be so. The next one, any detrimental low frequency or dark energy can be surrounded, encapsulated, and neutralized, sort of held in time and space in a little capsule by the angels. I have that on my pre-programming as well, that in advance of me coming into a place, they've already done that. They've surrounded, encapsulated, and neutralized it for me. And it's there in a place where I can douse its location, and then I can safely identify it, deal with it, and clear it. Remember that if you're working with the angels, it's like turning on the light in a dark room. You bring in the light, you'll always be safe and secure in your learning environment. There may be times when you would like to have the angels apply the armor of God. This is the armor that's talked about in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 6. The armor of God is the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, peace at your shoes, faith as a shield, sword of the Spirit. You may use the armor of God, ask the angels to apply it. It can bless you with protection, it can bless your loved ones, and you can even ask for the armor of God to be placed around the guides and angels that work with you and help you.